Sports Spotlight.
Interesting features about our sportsmen and women.
Sports Spotlight.
Going past the rules to the heart of the game.
Sports Spotlight.
Giving you the story behind the scoreline.
On today's edition of Sports Spotlight, we hear more about plans for Jamaica to help develop the capacity of other Caribbean territories in several sporting disciplines. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. Having reinforced its well-earned reputation as one of the world's sporting powerhouses at the recent Rio Olympics, it should come as no surprise that other countries within the Caribbean and even further afield are actively seeking to partner with Jamaica to develop their capacities in several sports. Sports Minister Olivia Grange says the government is in the process of crafting technical cooperation agreements with numerous Caribbean countries. This process began during the Rio Games as the Minister and Prime Minister Andrew Holness engaged in several bilateral meetings with representatives of Caribbean countries aimed at strengthening existing cooperation and in some cases forging new partnerships and exploring several new areas of collaboration.
Meetings were held with our CARICOM partners, Trinidad and Tobago, Barbados and St. Lucia, and these meetings were with the ministers of sports. We took the opportunity to reaffirm our commitment to work together and collaborate in the area of sport development.
Local Sports Academy, G.C. Foster College of Physical Education and Sport in St. Catherine, is also being positioned as a major partner institution in technical assistance agreements. Under the cooperation deal, trained G.C. Foster graduates may have the opportunity to take up teaching positions at educational institutions in those countries. The program may also see students from those states receiving scholarships to pursue specialized sports programs at G.C. Foster College.
As Minister with responsibility for sport, I'm aware that we have physical education teachers and coaches who are underutilized. And in some of our neighboring countries, there is need to increase their cadre of technical skills in physical education and coaching, particularly with respect to athletics and netball. And so we had discussions as to how we could assist them with the technical assistance through our coaches and our physical education teachers. My counterparts were informed that G.C. Foster welcomes new students and those coaches who may be interested in pursuing other specialized sport programs that we are available to partner with them, and those discussions are continuing.
Coming out of the Olympics, Minister Grange adds that Jamaica has sought to reinvigorate its relationship with Brazil in the area of sports. Discussions are being held around reinstituting the Jamaica-Brazil Sports Cooperation Agreement.
We have already made our input, and the agreement is now with the relevant ministry in Brazil, and we are awaiting their final input, and they have advised us that they will be expediting it. And with this new proposed agreement, we intend to broaden our relations and maximize the benefits in scholarship offered by Brazil and in other areas of development.
Jamaica has also been invited to play a greater role in building the capacities of countries in the Commonwealth. Again, these discussions took place at the Rio Olympics.
Discussions were also held between the Commonwealth Secretary General, Baroness Scotland, the Most Honourable Andrew Holness, and myself. And among other areas of development, we examined the role that Jamaica has to play in sport within the Commonwealth and the possibility of Jamaica actively participating in identifying Commonwealth sport integrity champions.
Sports Minister Olivia Grange. That's it for this week's edition of Sports Spotlight. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to tune in again right here on this station.
All attorneys to whom court cases are assigned are in private practice and are committed to represent all clients vigorously and fearlessly. A message from the Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.